Welcome in. Today we're building an old-school jungle and drum and bass atmosphere setup in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. Think Dusty DAT Energy, Roomy Breaks, Tapish Grit, Dubby Echoes, Filtered Noise, and most importantly, that proper jungle swing that shuffles without falling apart. By the end, you'll have three things working together. A swan break that actually rolls, a three-return FX system that makes instant atmosphere, and a resample workflow so you can print classic jungle tails, throws, swells, and impacts to audio like the old heads did. All right, let's set the stage. First, set your tempo somewhere in the DNB pocket, 170 to 174 BPM. I'm going to pick 172. Now create three tracks. One audio track called Drums, Break. A second track called Atmos BED, Audio or MIDI is fine. And a third audio track called FX Resample. Then create three return tracks. Return A is dub delay. Return B is space. Return C is grit or tape. Quick mindset tip before we touch any effects. Keep your main break relatively dry, and use the sends to add space. That's how you stay in control. If you slap reverb right on the drum track, it's way harder to keep the groove punchy. Also, do a super quick gain stage right now. Pull your break clip gain down so your drum's meter is peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. This makes every single device after it behave better, especially echo and hybrid reverb, which can get loud fast. Step 1. Get a break playing and a jungle swing. Begin a friendly method. Use an audio loop and groove pool. Drop a break loop onto your drum's track. Click the clip. Go into clip view and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transient and set the transient loop mode to forward. That combo keeps the break punchy while still letting it follow the grid and take groove. Now open the groove pool. In live, it's that little wave icon on the left. Search for swing grooves, like swing 16 variations. If you see MPC style grooves, those can be great too. Drag a groove onto your break clip. Now click the groove in the groove pool and set some starter values. Timing, somewhere between 55 and 70%. Start at 60. Random, 2 to 8%. Start around 5 for a little human wobble. Velocity, optional, maybe 0 to 15%, but only if your loop feels too rigid. And here's the DNB reality check that saves beginners. Jungle swing is usually the hats and ghost notes leaning, not the kick and snare sliding all over the place. If the snare starts flaming or sounding late, don't force it. Back off timing a bit, or pick a subtler groove. If you want to lock it in permanently, you can hit commit. I usually wait until I'm sure, but committing can be great when you want consistent bounce across the track. Quick coaching trick: if your swing feels amazing except the snare now feels a little drunk, duplicate the break clip. On the duplicate, remove the groove completely, and keep only the main snare hits. Mute everything else in that clip, so it's basically a snare anchor. Blend it quietly under the swung break. You get swagger plus a nailed snare, which is extremely authentic to how a lot of classic jungle feels. Cool. Now let's build the atmosphere engine. The old school FX returns. Return A, dub delay. Add echo. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 dotted for that classic skank, or try 1/4 if you want bigger, slower throws. Put feedback around 35 to 55%. Then filter it. High pass around 250 Hz so you're not echoing sub and low mids. Low pass around 6 to 9 Khz so it sounds vintage and not fizzy. Add a little modulation, like 5 to 15%, just enough to give movement. And keep an eye on echo output. Echo can run away if you get excited with feedback, which, by the way, is part of the fun, but we want controlled fun. After echo, add utility. Widen it a bit, like 120 to 160%. So the delays open up around your drums. Adjust gain so return A sits nicely and doesn't jump out. Return B, space. Add hybrid reverb. Start in algorithmic mode because it's clean and tweakable. Choose a hall or plate. Set decay somewhere from 2.5 to 6 seconds. For intros you can go longer. For drops you'll probably shorten it. Add a bit of pre-delay, around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the drums still punch before the reverb blooms. Then do the big cleanup. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 7 to 10 Khz. This is one of the most important don't turn to soup moves in DNB. After hybrid reverb, add auto filter. Low pass mode. Set it around 5 to 10 Khz. Just to tame fizz. With a touch of resonance, like 10 to 20%. Optional but useful. Add a compressor on the return for a bit of glue. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto and just a couple dB of gain reduction. Subtle. Return C, grit or tape. Add roar if you want character fast, or saturator if you want simple. With roar, start mild and back off. Keep drive around 5 to 15%. Darken the tone slightly. The goal is rave tape, not melting speaker. Then add redux for that crunchy digital edge. Downsample around 2 to 6 for subtle grit. Bit reduction? Barely any, like 0 to 2. And keep the mix conservative. Redux is powerful. Tiny settings go a long way. After that, at EQ8, high pass around 200 to 350 Hz. If it gets harsh, dip a little around 3 to 6 kHz. Then utility, keep width modest, around 80 to 120%. If everything is wide, nothing is wide, and you'll also get facey fast. At this point, you've got three flavors of space: rhythmic dub delay, big controlled reverb, and dirty texture. Now comes the step that makes this feel professional: sidechain ducking on the returns. The idea is simple. The atmosphere should get out of the way when the drums hit, then bloom in the gaps. That's old school and modern at the same time. On each return, at the very end of the chain, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set auto from to your drums. Break track. Starter settings. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds so it grabs quickly. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds, and you'll tune it by feel. Set the threshold, so you get around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the main hits. Coaching note: treat release time like a groove knob. If release is too short, the reverb pumps nervously. If it's too long, the track can feel like it loses energy. Try longer releases on the reverb ducking sometimes, like 200 to 350 milliseconds, so the space breathes between hits. Then bring it down until it's moving in time. Bonus safety move: keep the low end mono on returns. Put a utility on each return, and set bass mono around 120 to 180 Hz. That stops wide reverb and delay from smearing your bottom end in headphones, even before you're mixing. Now let's build the actual atmosphere bed, the jungle intro haze. On the Atmos BED track, we'll do an easy but classic chain. Noise into filtering into space. Add operator. Turn on noise. Pick a noise type. Turn the level down. This should be felt more than heard. Add auto filter after operator. Set it to bandpass. Put resonance around 20 to 40%. That resonance is what gives you that whistling, moving warehouse air. Set the frequency somewhere between 400 Hz and 2.5 kHz to start. Now send this Atmos BED to return B, space, and return C, grit. A little of both is magic. Reverb gives the size, grit gives the recorded feel. Now automate. Over 8 to 16 bars, slowly sweep the auto filter frequency, and automate the send amounts rising into transitions. This is how you get motion without needing a complex pad chord progression. If you don't want to synthesize noise, you can absolutely use a field recording or vinyl crackle instead. Put it on Atmos bed. High pass it around 150 to 300 Hz. Then send it to space and dub delay. Done. Now we add those classic old school moments: throws, swells, and a safe tape stop style move. First, the dub delay throw. Find the last snare one bar before the drop. On the drums track, automate send it to spike up just for that hit. It can be 30 to 60%, even more if you want it dramatic. Then immediately bring it back down so the drop stays clean. That throw then clean contrast is the whole trick. Next, the reverb swell. Pick a crash, a vocal hit, or a stab right before the drop. Automate send beat upward into the drop. For extra drama, automate hybrid reverb decay on return B. Push it from, say, 3 seconds up to 6 or even 10 right before the drop, then snap it back right on the drop. That snapback is important. It makes the drop feel like the room suddenly tightens and the drums punch forward. Now a beginner safe tape stop illusion. Duplicate your break clip for the last half bar before the drop. Then automate pitch downward. You can do it with clip transposition, or use shifter in pitch mode for a quick dive. Combine that with a tiny silence gap, like an eighth to a quarter bar, and you get a huge impact moment without complicated processing. Alright, now we print. This is where it starts sounding like you've got a stash of custom jungle effects. On your FX resample track, set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Record 8 to 16 bars while you perform the returns. Tweak echo feedback a bit. Sweep the Atmos filter. Ride the reverb decay. Maybe nudge saturation. You're basically performing the dub desk. When you stop, chop that recording into usable assets. Long tails you can reuse behind drums. Short impacts that hit on downbeats. And one of my favorites, reverse swells. Take a reverb tail, reverse it, fade it in, and now you've got that classic inhale into the drop. Pro tip: Low cut the reversed swell around 300 to 500 HC so it doesn't go woof and fight the kick. A couple common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. If your track suddenly turns to soup, you probably have too much low end in your returns. High pass those returns around 200 to 400 HE. Don't be shy. If everything swings equally, it can feel sloppy. Keep the main anchors stable and let the tops shuffle. If you sliced your brake to a drum rack later, you can even groove only the hats and ghosts, and leave kick and snare straight. If echo feedback is going wild, pull it back under 60% and filter more aggressively. You can also put a limiter at the end of returner for safety if you're experimenting. And don't over-widen everything. Wide reverb plus wide delay plus wide grid equals facey mess. Pick one thing to be super wide and keep the rest moderate. Now let's turn this into a quick mini arrangement so it feels like an actual intro. Make a 16-bar loop. Bars 1 to 2. Only atmos, maybe a distant reverb tail. No drums. Let it set the scene. Bars 3 to 4. Bring the break in filtered. Put an auto filter low pass on the drums track and start it a bit closed. Bars 5 to 6. Open that filter up, add a couple small delay throws. Bar 7 to 8, do a micro drought out. Even one beat of silence can make the next section slam. Then build to bar 16 with increasing sends and a slow atmos sweep. In bar 16, do your snare delay throw, then the reverb swell, then your little silence gap, and boom. Bar 17 is your drop point.